some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool he has no way to steer. I'll just have to save him because, after all, a person's a person no matter how small. So gently and using the greatest of care, the elephant stretched his great trunk through the air, and he lifted the dust speck and carried it over and placed it down safe on a very soft clover.
"Humph!"
humped a voice. 'Twas a sour kangaroo, and the young kangaroo in her pouch said,
"Humph!"
too.
"Why, that speck is as small as the head of a pin. A person on that? Why, there never has been."
"Believe me," said Horton, "I tell you sincerely, my ears are quite keen, and I heard him quite clearly. I know there's a person down there. And what's more, quite likely there's two, even three, even four. Quite likely a family, for all that we know. A family with children just starting to grow." "So please," Horton said, "as a favor to me, try not to disturb them. Just please let them be."